What if a young girl went missing in your neighborhood? Would you help with the search? Put up posters? Would you expect the police to be organizing a task force to find her? That's what should happen. But in Canada, Aboriginal girls and women have been going missing for decades. And in many cases, the police are accused of not doing enough to find them. Now the Canadian government has launched an inquiry to look into the high rates of violence against Indigenous women and girls throughout Canada. Connie Walker is a reporter for the CBC. She joins us from Toronto. Connie, I've read that Aboriginal women and girls in Canada are 5 times more likely to die violently than non-Indigenous women. What's going on?
I think there are a number of things at play, but you're absolutely right in terms of the disproportionate rates of violence faced by Indigenous women and girls across the country. You know, regardless of the nation or the province or the territory, I think that what this inquiry is aiming to do is to take a look at some of the root causes of this issue and try to propose some concrete solutions to help address it.
A report was issued that in some ways, I think, motivated Justin Trudeau to set up the inquiry. It put the number of Indigenous girls and women killed between 1980 and the present at 1,200. Give us a sense of what that means in terms of the percentage of people in Canada that are Indigenous.
About 5 or 6 years ago, there were advocacy groups, women, Native women's organizations in Canada, that were estimating the number was 500. And back then, that was seen as shocking. It was seen as a shocking number, too high to be believed. And now, you know, not that many years later, to have the RCMP, the National Police Force, say it's actually 1,200 was, I think, definitely a shocking wake-up call for a lot of Canadians who may not have been familiar with the issue, even though it's been ongoing in Indigenous communities for so long. And earlier this year, the Liberal government, which called the National Inquiry actually last December, they decided to split it up into two phases. So phase one of the inquiry was actually traveling to communities, Indigenous communities across the country, and holding pre-inquiry consultations to hear from family members and advocates about what they wanted in a national inquiry. And they said that they used that information to help shape what was announced yesterday. But it's certainly been an ongoing issue for a long time, but really has only, you know, grabbed the national attention and the national spotlight in the last couple of years.
What is the assignment of this inquiry? What are they supposed to do and who gets to be part of it?
In general, it's focused on trying to stop this national tragedy, which their attempt is to identify some of the historic or institutional patterns at play that are putting Indigenous women at risk or making them more likely to become victims of violent acts. Also, I think that it's important to say that, you know, I think that there are many different ideas about what this inquiry should accomplish.
Based on what is known about these missing women and those who have been killed, what are the circumstances which makes them especially vulnerable?
It has to be looked at in the bigger context of the history of Indigenous people and the history of colonization in Canada, the legacies of residential schools. It was government policy for over 100 years to take Indigenous children away from their homes and house them in residential boarding schools where they were not allowed to speak their language or practice their culture. Many experienced severe and horrific physical and sexual abuse. Just the lasting legacies of residential schools and how communities are still dealing with it. And one of the manifestations of that is this issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women. I think that, you know, it really has to be looked at under this bigger picture of colonization in Canada.
Connie Walker is a reporter for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Thanks, Connie.
You're welcome.